This is Morning Edition on WILL AM 580. I'm Tom Rogers. In central Illinois, many employers, large and small, have downsized or closed altogether, forcing thousands of laid-off workers to consider new options. In the latest report, as part of our outreach project, Will Connect the Economy, AM 580's Jeff Bossert looks at the retraining of workers. Ingenuity and government-funded training are giving many of them a jump on a new career or a better shot at an old one.
Signs of the recession can be found in every corner of the region, but local hairstylists say they're among the exceptions.
When times are hard, you have to find ways to make ends meet in terms of, so far as haircutting. It goes all the way back to Chicago where, you know, my father said, you know, I can't pay for this haircut. Somebody got to do it. So I pick it up and I learned how to do it, and I taught him how to do it while I was doing it as well.
Ray Ansong comes to Champaign from Ghana by way of Chicago. He opened GNR Hair Salon in Champaign's Campus Town area just in time for the return of University of Illinois students. It's a pretty slow morning, but Ansong says there's always a market for businesses like his around campus. Ray graduated from the U of I with a psychology degree, but also took courses in business and human resources. He and his brother Dennis sold cars for a while, but Ray says his real love was hairstyling. He did it at home for a time and for a while at a JCPenney salon, but he wanted to style hair in his own salon. So Ray went back to school, this time Concept College of Cosmetology in Urbana. Now Dennis Ansong is a student at Concept College and hopes to follow in his brother Ray's footsteps.
I've actually been told that if somebody had their last $5-$10, they would rather spend it on looking good, you know, whether it be buying shoes or clothes or doing their hair, you know, than actually going to buy food.
Janet Trosper owns and operates the cosmetology school, where classes are full and hopefuls are on waiting lists. She estimates about half her students are displaced workers.
Some of them never miss a day of school in order to get their license and go to work. And that says a lot when you're in school for almost a year, you know, 35 hours a week, and you never miss a day of school.
While the prospects for employment might be favorable for hairstylists, they're up in the air for a former Caterpillar employee from Decatur. But Eric Eskew says he and his family will ride out the city's financial troubles.
I really look for the economy to change. Caterpillar will be hiring again someday. Everything will change around and we'll be doing good. And so when I get out there, I just want to be like everybody else. I want to be ahead of the game instead of behind. And that's why I'm taking the classes here.
While his wife supports the family, Eskew is taking drafting and engineering design classes at Richland Community College with financial help from the Federal Workforce Investment Act. It's been a long road for Eskew. He earned a business degree in the 80s, but says larger employers in Decatur like Caterpillar and Archer Daniels Midland weren't hiring then. Eric spent 15 years in retail and had to start out volunteering at Barton's, a Caterpillar supplier, in order to get back into manufacturing. It took 3 years at Barton's to get a job at Cat, which laid him off after just 9 months. Eric Eskew is now 44 and wants a chance to use the creative side of his mind.
Go into the drafting side of it, maybe get off the floor a little bit, and then when you design these parts for them and stuff, go down and see how they turn out. Did they turn out the way you thought they were, or are they having problems with it? That's where I'd really like to go with it.
John Dahm is a professor of engineering technology at Richland. He admits having to raise morale in classrooms for professions that aren't producing jobs locally.
We do have to do missionary work. We do have to make the public aware that, you know, the health of our society is based upon being able to increase our productivity and be able to make things that we can sell at a higher price. And so I see myself evangelizing to lots of people about how important it is that we maintain these kind of jobs here.
Enrollment at Richland is up about 35% from a year ago. For example, one of Dahm's electronics classes would typically have about 6 students, but more displaced workers means 10 to 12 students per class period. Dahm says the college hasn't turned anyone away.
We work a lot of hours. You know, we volunteer a lot of our time to keep things going. But I think most of us instructors here at Richland know that we're on a mission to really kind of save our community.
While family ties keep Eric Eskew in Decatur, a Danville resident says he's going wherever the jobs are.
There's nothing wrong with continuing your education no matter what the age. I'm 52 years old. It makes me think about it a little bit, but it's no worry.
After 20 years working for UPS and 10 more at Heatcraft Refrigeration Products, Scott Priest is switching gears entirely. In the late 70s, he quit school after one semester at Danville Junior College. Scott decided architecture wasn't worth studying at a time when the job market was good in Danville. But after a decade making refrigeration units at Heatcraft, Priest was laid off last September. This week, he returns to his old junior college, now called Danville Area Community College. He hopes to land a part-time job while he studies computer networking.
You're a little trepidatious. You know, you think about it. It takes a little thought, you know, whether or not you're going to be able to jump right back on that horse after it's been 30-plus years since I've been to school. You know, but still, it's an opportunity. I love a challenge, and it's actually been kind of fun, and it's just falling right into place.
Chuck Jones coordinates grants for Vermilion County's Job Training Partnership Program, sending many displaced workers to the Danville Community College. He says the majority of his clients have been in manufacturing and related fields and feel nervous about studying something new. But he says many who do so gain a new sense of fulfillment.
Once they gain their education and finally move on to the field that they've chosen to do, you can tell that there's a sense of satisfaction and a sense of happiness, because instead of feeling forced to go do something because of a certain wage or a certain amount of money, now they feel like what they really have is a career and not just a job anymore.
And Jones says while his 400 or so clients look for new careers to get them through the recession, an influx of economic stimulus money is helping. He says the funding not only helps with tuition and fees, but also with areas like transportation and child care. I'm Jeff Bossert, AM 580 News.
If you're seeking new skills in search of a new job, you're not alone. The recession is hitting many of us, and there is help. This summer, WILL held community conversations in Champaign, Macon, and Vermilion counties, and we're turning what we learned into special reports and programs to connect you to helpful local resources. You'll find them on AM 580 and online at willconnect.org/economy. That's willconnect.org/economy. We thank our community partners, including United Way of Danville.